All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Professionals Roundtable on All Business Media FM, where it's all business all the time. I'm your host, Rob Wetham. And joining me from Albert Lea, Minnesota, she is an aromatherapist as well as the owner of Heart Scent Aromatherapy. You can visit her website at www.heartscentaromatherapy.com. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Sandy Beatty to the Professionals Roundtable.
Well, hi, Sandy, Rob. How? Nice to be here.
All right. Thank you very much for taking a few minutes out of your day to speak with us and let us know about what you do.
I'm glad to be here.
So please begin by giving a quick description of Heart Scent Aromatherapy. What exactly do you do as an aromatherapist?
Well, as an aromatherapist and a chemist, I combine different essential oils, different herbal blends to make products to help support health, including things to support breathing, digestion, healthy skin, emotional health, that type of thing.
All right, excellent. So can you go over some of the techniques that you use as an aromatherapist and maybe some of the, products that you use?
Okay. Some of the techniques that I use, there's obviously a lot of chemistry involved. I need to know what each of the essential oils contains, what their constituents are, so that I can decide which ones to put together based on someone's need. After I do that, I'll have a list of about anywhere between 5 and 12 essential oils that can work well. And then I use a little bit of art and intuition. I think it's important for these essential oil blends to be balanced, meaning that they're pleasing as well as effective. It's a little bit like music. You can spot, you can hear when something is off key, when it's not harmonizing. And I think when you put together these essential oils, it's important for them to harmonize. They each have their purpose, but at the same time, when it's pleasing, people are going to be more prone to use them. The types of products that I make include, salves, oils, gels, lip balms, pretty much anything along that line.
All right, excellent. So any type, like skincare products and different types of concoctions that, make you feel better? Is that basically what you're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, for a tummy ache, I've got things. For a headache, just those usual everyday kind of things that we deal with that sometimes people get tired of using, like over-the-counter or prescription drugs, when they can find simpler, more natural options.
All right, very good. Simple, natural options for health. I like it. So tell me more about your background and why this is something that's near and dear to your heart, so much so that you wanted to start a career and a business surrounding it.
Right. It's been kind of a long journey of discovery, and I've always had a strong science background. I worked in veterinary medicine. I have a degree in biology and chemistry. I was a health inspector for 3 counties in Minnesota for a number of years, and I owned a food microbiology laboratory. But what really prompted me to go into this was while working as a chemist during the 80s, I developed major reactions to most of the common chemicals because of the exposure I had. So I wasn't able to use shampoos, deodorants, cleaning products. I couldn't use anything. And so I kind of had to go really, really, really back to the basics of things like baking soda and vinegar, and I did find, though, that I was able to use a few essential oils. So that kind of got me started. So pretty much for my whole life, I've been developing these things for myself so that I could use them. And I was able to quit my serious, real job that paid the bills about 7 years ago. And so I've been doing this ever since. This is where my heart is.
All right, so let me ask you this. As an entrepreneur and as a small business owner, what was the hardest part for you in terms of getting started, getting your business launched?
You know, I think the hardest part was that there were so many hats to wear. I mean, I was developing the formulas. I was doing my website. I was doing the marketing. There were just so many hats to wear. That's the hardest thing, and that was also the most enjoyable thing for me, if that makes sense. I liked the diversity of that, but it could be kind of overwhelming at times.
Understood. Yeah, there's a lot of responsibility when it comes to being a business owner. You know, it's not like working for somebody else where you're only responsible for doing your job. You know, you have to do everything. You're the accountant. You're the lawyer. You're everything. So you have to, you know, make sure that you're on point at all times. It can be very time-consuming and exhausting, to be honest.
Right. Absolutely. And it's 24/7. You're the one kind of always on call. So you kind of feel the weight of that. But also, that's part of, I'm not an 8 to 5 kind of person. So you kind of can incorporate life in the downtime, but you got to pick it up when you need to pick it up.
This is true. Very true. So before we get on out of here, I do want to, you know, ask you what's in store for the future for you. You know, what are some of the goals that you have set that you want to accomplish?
Yeah, you know, I have been a big goal setter my whole life, and I've actually backed away from some of that a little bit because I kind of like to see where it goes on its own a little bit. You kind of blow life into a business for a while, and then it's kind of good to see what can this be, because sometimes it'll show you more than what you try to make or force happen. But one thing I know I would like to do is I'd like to be able to reach out to people directly and kind of help more one-on-one with regard to, you know, supporting health. Everything from common sense suggestions along with some of the natural products that I make.
All right, excellent. So what is the best way for my audience to reach out to you if they would like to ask you more questions about what you do? Or if they would like to work with you directly.
Okay. I think you could just go to my website. There's a Contact Us page, and that's at www.heartscentaromatherapy.com.
All right, perfect. Fair enough. Sandy Beatty, thank you very much for joining the program today. It was very, very nice to speak with you, and best of luck to you with Heart Scent Aromatherapy.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it. You have a good day, too.
This is the Professionals Roundtable on All Business Media FM. I'm Rob Lethem. Feel free to check me out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/RobWRadio. Just leave a little bit of feedback about the show. Constructive criticism never hurt anybody. I'm not scared. We'll be right back with some more interesting interviews right after this short break.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Lethem, exclusively on All Business Media.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6:30 to 90, 10:4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.